Liking myself, I can be angry with no one. Liking myself, I can be angry with no one. We sometimes wonder why other people are angry with other people. We're making judgments as we are doing this. But we wonder why other people are angry at other people, and we think to ourselves, why are those people angry with other people? Why are they angry with themselves? Why are they angry at all? And at that moment that we are having this thought go through our mind, we should stop. And we should say, peace, peace. I see you at peace. I see you in harmony with yourself and your world. I see you at peace. Now, we are not taking charge of their world. We are merely taking charge of the reflection their world has in our world. And if we see them in a world of no peace, of inharmony or angry or anger, then it's up to us to create how we wish, because I don't choose to have anger and inharmony in my world. And so I immediately say peace. Now, you have the right to be anything you want to be. You have the right to be unpeaceful. You have the right to be angry. You have the right to be anything you want to be. But I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything about it. Now, I told you about Governor Gray, who was saying that we should license all of these Mexicans who come to the United States to work in the vineyards and so forth, and they drive on our freeways in cars, and they don't have a California license. They don't know the rules of the California highway, and we don't have any control over them. We can stop them from driving, but what can you do to them? Can you say, you have been a bad boy, you go to jail? And they say, that's nice, I like the food there, you know. And, you know, we accomplish nothing. So he says, they are a very important part of our California economy, and we should be in control of it. And if we license these people, then we have control of them, and we know who they are and what they are, where they are, and it doesn't give them permission to become American citizens. That they have to do in the right order, but it does give us control of how they are conducting themselves on our highways. Now, you would say, oh, what a cop-out. What a simple way of just doing things. Well, it's not really simple. It's not really simple. One of the prized possessions of the world, is a California driver's license. Because a California driver's license is one of the most intensive driver's licenses that you can get anywhere. Because it requires you to know a great deal. And it requires you to fulfill a great deal of information about good driving habits. It requires you to have a happy attitude about being a driver. It requires you to like yourself. I mean, you don't think of this when you think of a California driver's license, but that's what it is. Every California driver is a happy driver. Every California driver drives according to the rules. They drive according to the laws. They follow the program. They find it a great honor to follow the program. Now you say, well, where have you been living for the last so on that you think that? Hey, I've been driving the California highways. That's where I've been. And I've been surrounded by happy drivers. I've been surrounded by happy Mexican drivers and American drivers and drivers of every nationality who respect our California highways, who respect our cars, who respect every... I mean, you've got to be a good driver to drive on California highways. You know that. In New York, they drive pretty much one after the other, you know. They do a lot of horn tooting there, like they got that from their Italian ancestors, you know. But here in California, there's not much horn tooting. There is exquisite driving. People are alert. They're awake. They're aware. Now, we can be angry, you know. We can be angry at the people who come from other countries and immediately get driver's licenses, but no. We have control. That's why if marijuana were controlled and were allowed with control, then the government would know where the marijuana is. They would know who's using it and how it's being used. They would have control. When they had prohibition and they said no drinking, then people just drank and the government had no control. Now that the government has control, we don't have the illicit use of alcohol like happened during the prohibition time. Now, I'm not saying alcohol is good. I'm not saying marijuana is good. I'm not saying licensing everybody on earth is good. But I am saying for us to think that we have control of these things and that we guide people into using it beneficially for themselves, if you can ever guide someone to use marijuana beneficially for themselves, I can't imagine that, but we guide people into using it beneficially for themselves, then we have control. These people who are selling drugs to children in schools, we have no control of them. Women who sell themselves as prostitutes, if we don't have control of them, we cannot make sure that they have healthy, clean bodies and that they're not infected by various diseases and passing these around and infecting our community. You see, liking myself, I can never be angry at anyone. When we have people like themselves, they follow the rules, they follow the program, they follow the laws of the land, they follow the rules of their community, the rules of their church, the rules of their philosophy, the rules of their personal life. Everything works out harmoniously for them. They do wonderfully. And pretty soon, even those rules they see that allowed them the freedom to do something not beneficial to themselves, deleterious to themselves, they stop doing it. They say, you can't license me to hurt myself. You can't license me to do something that's going to be bad for my system. I will not accept that. And you see, the self-righteousness of people gets up there and says, I will not take drugs because you want to license it. I will not drink liquor beyond my capacity to enjoy it because you want to license it. I will not, and on and on. But you see, anger is gone when control takes over. And the control is liking myself. When you like yourself, you are in control of everything. When you like yourself, you are a fantastic California driver. When you like yourself, you are a fantastic California a drinker of alcohol. Almost none, you know? Let's recognize that the percentage of alcohol used in the United States, in California, it is like 0.1% compared to what it might be in the United States or in Europe or wherever else. Think of narcotics. And then as you think of them, 0.1% in California, but the rest of the country has a great deal more. And even California then, hey, we don't need that. We don't need that. We don't need to participate in anything that's going to in any way destroy our bodies, destroy our minds, destroy our culture, destroy our world. We do everything that puts a smile on our face, like driving well on the freeway, driving well in our city streets. Now, look at the statistics, and you will find very few Mexican people have accidents on the highway because they're driving very carefully. And as they become California drivers, they'll drive even more carefully because they will respect this privilege that they have to drive. They'll respect this identification of who they are, even though they are Mexican nationals, they'll accept that identification. They can show it to people. Do you have a driver's license? Yep. Okay, go on. You know. And it becomes an honor. It becomes something very wonderful. And you see, you can't be angry when you are working harmonious with principle and the law. We want to make sure that we like ourselves. And we are not opposed to the principle in the law. Think about it. Where are your values? Where is what is important to you? Sylvia was telling us a story of one of our students and how her daughters were responding to the things that they taught them over the years. And the stories were beautiful. But as Sylvia was telling the story, I said, we should run these stories regularly. We should put them in the gist. We should have little articles about them and stuff. And we don't. We don't have to have them in somebody's column all the time. It can be a story all by itself. It doesn't have to have somebody's name on the top writing it, because it's a story. Just put the story in there, and it doesn't have to have anything on it. The story I have of Mark and his engine, that could ride by itself, but it goes from me. So let's look at this, and let's look at these things very seriously. And here you gave a 10-minute talk telling two or three stories about this one lady and her children. And the stories could have been two or three pages, maybe less, each, and could have just carried themselves beautifully with some art, you know, maybe a picture of the kids or something, and it'd be beautiful. But let's live these things. Let's really shine these forth, and let's show ourselves just how wonderful we are. Thought for today, liking myself, I can be angry with no one, especially not myself. I love you.